Okay, hi everybody. I'm excited to have you join me on the very first episode of Life. I am your host, Eugene Speaks. Let's talk life, shall we? Now, Life Connect moments where we get to talk about life and then it entails saying and bearing it on, put it back. So, why waste time? I can get into it already. Now, I have titled today's episode, Yes, You Know. Now, I've often found myself in here when I really want to know, and I'm sure most of you have done the same in our lives, changing plans to please others. Especially in this era where saying yes is bold. For many of us, we are believing saying no to others was unhelpful and selfish. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be, for lack of a better word, pushovers. Just take whatever people dish out to us. You're helpful, kind, thoughtful. You're there when people need you. You don't let them down or disappoint them. But the question is, do you really mean it when you say yes to people? Some requests. Why do we even find it hard to say no to people? Is it fair to say you are yes? Or what are saying yes? Mean to say no do to you as a person? Well, to help us in today's discussion, I have been joined by a good friend of mine. He's a motivational speaker, an author, and Olympic bronze medalist, Akeem Haynes. Welcome, Akeem.
How you doing, Eugene? Pleasure to be here, man. Looking forward to the conversation.
Great having you, Akeem. Now let's just dig in straight to today's discussion. Akeem, my very first question is, why do you think most of us find it hard to say no to people?
Because as you said at the beginning, you know, we all want to be helpful. You know, we all want to add value. We all want to be there for someone in their time of need. However, when you say yes to something that you may not want to do, you're probably not going to do it to the best of your ability. If you are annoyed, or maybe it's this not going with what you have going on, or maybe it's not convenient with what you're going to have, you're not going to be able to respond and do the best with what you have just accepted to, right? So I think it's very important to understand that whatever you say yes to, you say no to yourself. Whatever you say yes to, you say no to something else. So it's very important to understand those two dynamics.
Right, but is it okay to say no to people and not feel guilty about it?
Oh, absolutely. It's very important to learn how to say no, right? Because sometimes you may say yes to something that you don't believe in. You may say yes to something that you don't have business doing. You may say yes to something that you know that you don't care about. Right. And you're going to spend time doing something that you may not want to do. So it's very important to learn how to say no, because sometimes people will take advantage of you, right? They will take advantage of that kindness. They will take advantage of your genuine kindness to help people. And if you continue to say yes and to say yes and to say yes, you are going to pour out of your goodwill and the well that you have. So saying no isn't a bad thing. It's a self-honoring act. Most people think it's selfish to say no. It's a self-honoring one. But when you are saying yes to something, you have to look at some things, as in, is this important to me? Is this person that is asking me, do I trust them? Are they credible with what they say? Or are they just trying to take advantage of you? Because most people, the average person, if they have a chance to step over you, chances are they will take that step. And so you have to know to create those boundaries, right? So saying no isn't a selfish act. Look at it as a self-honoring one. If you can't do it to the best of your ability, then why say yes to something that you know that you are not going to honor and do your best at it?
Absolutely. All right. So, like you mentioned early on about advantage of now, when do you really know when someone is taking advantage of you, and when do you know when it's mutual?
So
this because you know.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a great question. You know, relationships should feel mutual. It should be a mutual agreement, right? When you consider a friend, I think a lot of people toss that word friend lightly because there's a lot of relationships that's just one-sided. What does a one-sided relationship look like? Well, if you are the only person reaching out to this specific person consistently and they're not reaching back out to you, and if you don't reach out to them, they don't reach out to you, and the conversation or that relationship dies out, that's a one-sided relationship, right? So when you're thinking about how to deviate when someone is taking advantage of you, is you got to look at the small parts, right? If a person can't take the time to say thank you for your time, if a person can't take the time to say thank you in a way that is genuine, if they never appreciate your time or the information that you gave them or the help that you have gave them, then they're going to continue to use you. They're going to continue to come to you because they know you'll say yes. But if a person can't do what should be normal and saying, hey, thank you for your time, thank you for helping me, thank you for being there for me, then that's usually a red flag. It doesn't take much to say thank you. It's a simple act. So I think you have to look at those small cues, because it's the small things that add up that give you that big answer, right? So being able to say, wait a minute, this person has asked me for 6 favors and for 7 things, and they have not once said thank you for any of it. That's usually a red flag that's something to take into play.
That's a good one there. How do you handle certain people's reaction to know today? I'm sure for most of us, one of the reasons why we find it hard to say no to people, especially people that are close to us, is that you think that, well, how would the person take it? So how do we handle certain people's reaction to know to them?
Well, I think you have to first start with yourself, right? If you have a lot going on, if you have a lot on your plate, right, then you got to be honest with that. Be honest with them and say, hey, look, I know you're asking me for this right now, but it's really a tough time for me and I just have so much going on right now. But when my plate does open up, I will be able to help you in this. Or maybe I can direct you to someone who may be able to serve you a little better than I can right now. So if you're honest when someone is asking you, then, you know, they shouldn't feel yes, they may be upset, they may feel a certain ways, but if they are your friend, if it's someone you care about, they'll understand. If you say no to someone, you are explaining to them, hey, this is just not a good timing, and they shoot you a bad message or they say something negative towards you, then what does that say about that person moving forward with that relationship? They weren't going to help you anyway. They didn't want to be a part. They were going to take from you and take from you and take from you, right? So when you can be honest with someone about what you have going on and the capacity that you may not be able to help them right now, usually their response reveals the depth of that relationship. And then you have a choice on what to do next.
Their response reveals the depth of their relationship. That's very deep. That's very deep. Now let's talk about career wise. When you job offers come at you, and I'm sure one of the reasons that people will find a little bit hard to take out basically everything that is put on the table is their fear of I might not get a better opportunity. So some way somehow they put themselves in a position where they know that this is not what I want. Then again, it's the fear that I will never get a better opportunity after this. What do you have to say to that?
That's a great question, Eugene, a really great question. I was just talking about that the other day. Look, I want to say this and make it clear. Every opportunity that comes your way doesn't mean it's for you, right? Every door that is open for you doesn't mean it's the right door for you, right? I'm a firm believer and I'm a man of faith who always believes what's going to be for me is going to be for me. Now, what I mean by that is when the right opportunity is there for you, it's not going to feel forced. It's not going to feel like you have to knock down the door. I know people always say, you know, if the opportunity isn't there, knock down the door until it opens. Well, no, because the opportunity that's for you is not going to feel forced. So when it comes to making a decision, when it comes to understanding and trying to take the opportunities that are there and not wanting to miss out and not thinking that you can't get another opportunity, You have to first ask yourself what you want, right? What exactly do you want? What are your morals? What are your values? What's important to you? How do you best want to serve the world? Is this something that you're going to enjoy? Is this something that you can see yourself doing for the next 5 to 10 years? These are things that you have to ask yourself before you take a position. Because Eugene, what I found is a lot of people take things just to have something. But that does not mean that you should have, that doesn't mean that it's going to give you enlightenment, that it's going to add purpose and value to your life. You know, I've turned down a lot of opportunities for me personally that on paper seem fantastic. And people would call me crazy about it. Akeem, why didn't you take that? Why didn't you work with them? That doesn't make any sense. Well, it didn't line up with my morals or my values. If it doesn't line up with my morals or my values, I'm not willing to compromise that no matter what it is. Right? Because in the scripture, God says, I have placed before you a door that no man can shut. Right? That means that there is a door and an opportunity there for us. But if we take every single opportunity that comes just to take something, so we fear missing out, do you really believe in the purpose that God has for you? Or have you forgotten? Or have you forgotten that there are some things that are going to take time for it to unfold? Most people take the opportunity right away because they don't have the patience to finish what they started and to see it all the way through. Wow. Right? So you gotta be very, very, very patient with the doors that are in front of you. Make a plan. Write down the pros and the cons of this opportunities and look at your morals and your values and what you think your future wants to look like, what you believe your future can look like, and then go from there before you make that decision. But don't just take something just to have it, because whatever you take just to have it often has an expiration date.
Wow. That's a good one. I mean, it just speaks volumes. Because then you know that it's all about soul searching. You don't know what you have. You really don't know what you want, I should say. You will take pretty much anything that offered. That's anyway. Well, moving on. I think the very last thing I would like to ask is, well, so finally you have under control as to how to manage things from people, and then you know what you want and that. Now, eventually, the opportunity comes, and then the opportunity comes, and then someone offers another opportunity. I think it boils down back to you saying that you just have to know what you want. Now, I want to use myself as an example. I think I have similar moments like career wise where comes to you and the person, I'm an MC or I host an event, and comes and like, how much are you taking? And then you give the rich card, so this is what I'm taking. And you feel like, okay, well, if you're not taking it, you are the one losing that. If you're in a position like that, what, or if someone gets in that position where the person has been told all these things, especially in a field where, of course, they are people that have made it. When I say have, their names are really, really out there, and you are there. So when people say this to you, how do you manage like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take time. You know, when you look at the mountain, you know, a person can get discouraged if they're at the bottom of the mountain and looking up at the mountain without even taking a step yet. You're just thinking to yourself, man, I have so much more to go. I don't know how I can climb this mountain. But if you focus on the distance in between, you don't take the steps every single day. That helps you get close to the top of that mountain. So when it comes to even those opportunities, man, and someone may say, for example, you may have a set fee that you have, right? And they may give you this opportunity, and they may say, I'm not going to pay you at this fee, right? They may say, look, my platform is massive, it's big, you'll have more reach, there's more people, but I'm not going to give you the fee that you want, right? I'm doing you a favor. I'm sure we've all had situations and things like that come up where people think they can provide more to us, right? I think it's very important to know Whatever price that you set yourself at, whatever it is, you determine how someone should treat you and value you by your work. I've always been a person who, my thing is, I need to become so good at what I do. So when I charge the price that I pay, that you know what you're going to get, and I'm going to overexceed your expectations. But you cannot tell me what, you can't tell me what I am worth. I tell you what I am worth. So the best thing that I would say is focus on your craft, focus on your work, and cultivate that to the highest potential that you can, right? Because then when you become so good at what you do, you have the ability now to say, I'm not going to take that. If that is take what that. You think of, if that is what you think of me, if that is how much you think I'm worth, then okay, that's you. Someone else will pay me what I believe that I am worth, right? So it's okay not to take something that you don't believe is conducive to your work and the value that you can provide to them. You got to stand firm on that, because once you decline an opportunity like that, you're going to go home and those thoughts are going to be like, man, maybe I should have took that opportunity. You maybe I should have took that funds. Maybe I should have done that. But trust me, whatever is lost, if you are consistent, if you are diligent, if you are faithful, if you put in the work, if you remain consistent, you will get that back down the road. Right? Once you say no, put it behind you, and then move forward on the opportunities that will and can come next. Because one person's no is going to be some other person's yes, right?
But absolutely.
Once you say no, here's the thing, Eugene, and I'll say this. There are more than one route to take to get to a destination. There's more than one route to get to a destination. So you may have to take a longer detour, but trust me, God hasn't forgotten about your faithfulness and the discipline and the focus that you have been making along the way.
All right. Thank you very much, Akeem Haynes. Really appreciate your time. It's been very, very insightful. I mean, this one thing I take out of everything, I mean, it settles down on when you say yes to others, make sure you're not saying no to yourself. You come first. I mean, it's been fun, and I thank you so much. Now, Akeem, before you leave, your very few last words to those my following, and then, of course, I'm sure you have your social handles and where we can also listen to some episodes of with Akeem Haynes.
Yes, Eugene, the last thing that I'll say, and this goes inside with all of what we've been talking about today, is you have to take you wherever it is that you go. I want to say it again because I really want someone to really grasp and hopefully write this down, because I had to write this down. You have to take you wherever it is that you go. Life is a journey, right? And you are the one constant in every single formula along that journey. So you need to make sure that you are equipped with enough faith, with enough energy, with enough positivity, with enough work ethic, with enough tools to help you open doors along the way. And sometimes you will have to say no to them so you can say yes to you, so you can say yes to the plans that God has for you. Now, when it comes to social media, I'm at Underdog AKH on Instagram, on Twitter, and you can find my podcast, which is Unscripted with Akeem Haynes, on all podcast platforms. And that's where you can keep in touch and contact with me, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Akeem. Thank you so much for joining me.
Eugene, it was a pleasure, man. Always love and appreciation for what you do, my brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. So that's just about it for this episode of Life with Eugene Speaks. Now, I hope you enjoyed it. I look forward to having you join me again. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. Putting out more episodes, and you don't want to stay positive and keep moving. See you next time.